Oh, hi.
Make it a little louder. Okay, so we're on. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I hear you.
Wrapping up this recording of I Am a Grown Up and Other Magical Truths, Sam here, and this is my brother, Zachary. We are here to talk about. Hi. I'm in New York and he is in Ohio. And somehow I've managed to convince him to take a break from his lab work and use his lunch break to make a podcast recording. So we're all really grateful about that. So, Zach, today we're going to talk a little bit about something from the 90s or growing up that you feel like really nostalgic about. Maybe it's a book or a movie that you miss. And, you know, if you come across it, you think about it right away and where you were and what you were doing.
Okay. Well, let's see. The 90s. I'm reminded. I remember we used to watch Rugrats together.
Oh, God. I knew you were going to say that. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, they had all the different, like, Hanukkah specials and Passover. I remember we used to watch it in, like, the car on that, like, weird little TV thing.
Oh, yeah. That was not even like a car TV. It was like what a car phone was in the 80s. It was essentially just a TV set up in the car. It wasn't even like in the car. It was just like an object in the car that was plugged into the cigarette lighter, which they don't have anymore.
Yeah,
and it would always break within like the first, just pulling out of the driveway would be like, okay, we're gonna watch Rugrats Passover. And then it would, like, end after the credits.
You'd
be like, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Broken.
Yeah. It was weird because it was this weirdly shaped, like, TV, too, that was, like, intended to go in, like, that between the driver's seat and the shotgun. But it didn't really work. It was, like, it just kind of, I don't remember it ever actually working. I just remember us, like, trying to get it to work.
Yeah. Well, I remember we had a VCR. I don't even remember anymore. They don't exist. A VCR, and we would tape it on a blank. We would go to, like, Genevieve's, go get a blank tape and be like, okay, they're showing this. We have to record it. And it would be such, like, a mission to make sure you got it the minute before that it recorded. And, like, no one could really trust, like, auto-record. Oh, maybe? What's this? You can set your VCR to record when you're not home? No. I don't even think that was around then.
I think we had to physically touch it. Like,
You had to, like, hit the record button. Sometimes you recorded over important things, like Knots Landing's finale. And sometimes you had to live with that choice. But, like, there was always, like, sprawled out, like, worst case scenarios, like the label of the VHS was like always scribbled on, like, oh no, sorry, now it's actually
this is Peter Pan, or like, oh no, we can never figure out exactly what it was. And I remember you'd see bits and pieces of the things that we recorded over, so all of a sudden you're like, you see, like, this little bit of a commercial. And then, like, oh no, now it's Rugrats. Wait, is it Pokemon? Like, just kind of.
Yeah, Pokemon. I feel like Pokemon's your thing. I mean, I loved Rugrats. I feel like if it was on right now, I'd watch it just for, like, kicks. You know, like a lot of Rugrats merchandise is coming back, like Reptar and all these different things. But I think that if I were to watch it, I don't know, I would get the same. I would watch the Passover. I think that's a good tradition, to watch the Passover episode, you know, where they part the sea of babies and they let them. You know, they showed that in Hebrew school. For all that money we paid, it's really, really worth it. I don't know. I used to read a lot of those, like, golden books, like the books that came in the set.
We had a lot of those, just like.
Yeah, I still have them. I have them in my car, I think.
Yeah. What, in the trunk?
Yeah. They're for teaching purposes, just in case.
You know, in case, you know, on the side of a road, oh, we need an emergency. You know, you could just pull out a book.
Well, yeah. I mean, people are starving of reading. Like, but those books were books that I just couldn't give away. Some of them I was ready to give away. But some of them, like, remember the one about the birds? It was kind of a sad story. She had such a sad life, and she, like, wanted Lenore's big break. She would rehearse, like, this dance number with her birds every night. And then she became a big star. Like, she had a big show. She would, like, stay up all night and then go to work in her office every morning. And they would, like, say, oh, you look so haggard. This was a children's book. And then she got rich and famous making a big bird show. It was great. I wanted to be like Madeline.
I remember you really liked Madeline. You had the dog and the doll, and like I think you had a few tapes too, besides book.
They had the movie with the live action, like the OG live action of taking a cartoon and making it into a picture. What do you think of some of these live actions from when we used to watch the cartoon? Do you like them, or you haven't seen all of them? Do we lose you? Zachary?
Can you hear me?
Now I can hear you.
Oh, you didn't hear me before?
Nope.
Okay. Well, I said I saw Aladdin. And I enjoyed that one, but it wasn't, it was just kind of like, it was like fun, you know, like, it wasn't trying to be, it did some original things, but it didn't try to like step on it too much, and I heard bad things about Lion King, which,
really?
Like, it makes sense, because it's not live action, even though they say, oh, it's the live, like, it's another movie, like a cartoon. I mean, what if I was the one who was like in charge, I probably would have done like an actual live action, like the way they do it on Broadway. Like that could have been fun and like different, like, you know, like how they have people and they like,
yeah,
they just did a new animation.
Well, I mean, honestly, like it really shows, like, I love seeing these characters again. And, like, when you think about it, like, when we watched Snow White, that movie came out in the 50s. But when you, like, actually get down to the, like, nitty-gritty, some of these movies are, like, horrific. Like, I remember watching it at the time, and people used to laugh, like, oh, who's afraid of this? Who's afraid of a Disney movie? You know what? Morbid endings, like terrible things, like, oh, her stepmother's gonna poison her. Oh, she's fell in love and she has to give away her voice and people make fun of her.
I mean, the little girl, she says to her dad, like, I'm 14, I can make my own decisions. And it's like, I don't think so.
Yeah, I know. Or even, honestly, Beauty and the Beast is okay. Let's see. That was great. I thought that was fantastic. And the only bad thing was that, like, people were bullying, but it was trying to teach a lesson.
Yeah.
I don't know. Lion King is very sad. It's Hamlet, so it's like really sad. And it's just like, I don't know. Some things you think are for kids and then they're not. Like, you expect there to be like something like. Sometimes with cartoons, it makes it easier to watch. Like, I remember going into your room and you used to watch, like, what was the late night Cartoon Network?
Oh, I mean, that was, like, sort of like Adult Swim when it sort of became.
Oh, yeah, like, those were cartoons that, like, I never really got into, but, like, they were for adults.
Yeah. It's, I mean, nowadays it's very common that, like, there's cartoons that like adults watch and not kids, but yeah, that was like the early stages where it was like some adults of that time like weren't really watching cartoons, but then they were making them for like adults.
Yeah. Hmm.
I don't know. I still think that like, well, I would watch a lot of shows after school. And I had my like set shows, but I think like reading, like I would read the same stories over and over again. Like I used to read The Puppy Who Wanted a Boy. That was like my go-to, like the book that I first knew how to read, and I would bring it in every time until they said, please don't bring this book back. and like even I used to love remember we used to go to the library and we used to check out too many books.
Yeah, I was just thinking about that the other day. We had to walk next door to Blockbuster to get shopping from them just to carry all these books. And it was funny because I mean, I don't even think I even read through a lot of them. I think we just kind of, we would rent them. We'd rent way too many to actually read through. Then they would become late. And then like we'd end up paying like all this money. Or possibly buying the book because we lost it or something.
Well, it wasn't even that. It was that we had books and we would go there. And it was kind of like a shopping cart. Like anything that we saw, we were like, you know, like now when I go to the library, I'll say, okay, I'm going to get this. Oh, I have this to read already. Oh, it's I'm not going to have enough time to read this or this. Mm-hmm. And I, you know, the due date, you know, I guess it's like the fear of the wrath of the librarian with the library card and the library fees gets back to me. But like we had no, like that was only if we went with our dad, like mom, and like any time we went with friends, they'd be like, okay, pick two. Like that was, I think we had like books each. It was like loading up a shopping cart. Mm, this looks good. This looks great. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Like I think we had books about like what? Woodworking, like it was like any interest imaginable, we just like piled it on.
Yeah, I don't remember now but I don't even think I thought I was like reading it or like I think I just was like, ooh, this looks fun, let's take this one, and this one looks kind of like, I don't even think it crossed my mind that the idea was to take it, read it, and return it.
I know, you were just like, I know, we would just get anything. Like, even if it were like, that was like that, that was that one time that you're thinking about. We're thinking about the same time. And then we went to Blockbuster, which I still miss to this day. Like, even though we have all these streaming programs and there's like the Redbox, which no one really ever goes to. Sorry, Redbox. But like, you just want to go and wander around and have the idea in your head that you're going to have a movie night. You're picking out the movie and then you're going home. Like, it was fantastic. Like, you would get it. They would talk to you about rewinding as soon as you checked out. And you'd be like, huh. Now you don't even ever have to rewind anything. But I miss Blockbuster so much. I think there's one, like, the Midwest. It's the last one.
Mm-hmm. Wait. Yeah.
Do you remember how you used to pick out movies?
I don't know. I'm trying to think. How did I pick out movies? Like, what did I do?
Well, we would sometimes have to share one. We would get one to share. And that was, like, disastrous. Because we're 3.5 years apart. And, like, we never... And, you know, you would, like, be like, okay, I'm going to get... I would be like, okay, let's try this. And we're like, I make a choice, like, Mom would go out into the car. Okay, I'm going to wait in the car. And then, like, and I'd be like, Zachary, come on. And he'd be like, I don't know, Pokemon 1 or Pokemon 2. And you'd go back and you'd choose, like, the same. And you're like, I don't think I'm going to get it.
Yeah, that's me.
And I'd be like, no, we have to choose one together. We have to. Come on. And it would go on. And then, like, I would sit on the carpet there. And then you would get upset. And then I would get upset because I didn't want to see that movie. And then it was, you know, tough decisions. But I remember, like, when I was younger, before, I don't know, I don't remember what your choices were, but I would just choose Father of the Bride a lot. I would like that to be. Pippi Longstocking was like my go-to.
Well, I mean, I've never been into rewatching, so I think that was part of an issue where, like, it wasn't like I would want to do something different. Maybe it would be a Pokemon, but it wouldn't be one I'd seen. And you're like, oh, we like this movie, and I'm like, I don't want to watch it again.
You're like,
I don't see anything I like. We'll just go.
Like, no, pick something. You take a risk, you get something, it's not great. We've done that with movies. So. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, but they set us up for like the perfect movie night. You pick one out, you know what you were getting. Like, you know, there was always a line. They were like, oh, get some popcorn, like make it a movie night. Like they would always like entice you with little toys at this front. I don't know, it was nice. Like you had a card. Like nothing could compete with that. Like Hollywood Video was not a real thing. Like their fees there were like crazy.
Yeah.
They would charge you for like an hour. If like it was supposed to be back at 2 p.m. the next day, they would charge you like an hour fee. They would charge you if you didn't rewind. They would charge you if you like, it was not sustainable in this economy, but sorry.
I mean, streaming just makes it so much easier that you don't have to like, you know, you don't need to worry. You could click a button, it starts it at the beginning, or like, you know, you don't have to worry.
I know.
There's no fee that you like need to return it somehow.
You don't even have to remember if you actually watch something. Like, oh, did I watch? Oh, yeah. Uh-huh. I watched this last week. Okay. What am I up to? People don't have any memory. Or, like, you used to have to wait. I don't know if you remember this. Sometimes you would watch a show, and you would have to wait, like, 1 week until the show came back on, and they would say, last time on.
Yeah, I mean, they still...
In a party of five.
They're still like that with, like... currently aired things, like where I'm like, oh, I'll wait a week, but I don't know, nowadays it's sort of set up like they expect you to sort of let it finish its season and just watch it all.
I know. Well, it's true. Well, you could just sit there and it would start playing for you over and over again. Or like, you know, if you missed something, like if you missed a show and you didn't get a chance to watch it, it was just like tough luck. Like, sorry, you missed the first 5 years of ER. Not going to get a chance to watch it anywhere unless, you know, your friend has some recorded over them. I don't know. They're probably in a ditch somewhere. I don't know what happened to most of our VHS. Do you? That we had at the garage sale? Can you hear me?
Can you hear me?
Now I can hear you.
Oh. Yeah, I don't know what happened. At first, we wanted to keep them, especially, like, the ones that were, like, the real ones that we paid for. But then, like, it just didn't make sense. They were just... There's just, like, oh, what about this VHS of Lion King? Well, I can kind of just go onto YouTube and find it. Like, it wasn't really... I remember, like, when I did swimming on Saturday mornings. It was... Like, the class was always when Pokemon aired, and that's, like, what I wanted to watch. I remember it was just such... It was so, like, annoying, because it was just, like... You know, you couldn't just record it then. Like if it was today, you know, you could just... You click a button, you record it, or you just... You go on login online, and you just stream it. But back then, it was like, uh-oh, it's airing at this time. If I want to follow this story, I need to somehow, like... have it recorded. And
oh, that's the missing piece of the puzzle on swimming. Yeah, that was yeah, I remember, like, you know, I if I see a show or I watch it again, sometimes I'm like transported back to that time, or like, you know, you feel that comfort. That's why they're showing all these old shows. So like, I just watched all the Wings episodes because I remember them being on like, I don't know, USA while we were getting ready for camp every summer. We'd get up, we'd get ready for camp. I mean, camp started at 11 a.m. I could, honestly, like that was pretty great primetime TV time to watch in the morning to just get ready. And I think about that, or like, I remember coming home like in middle school and putting on like Lifetime and trying to sit on my desk and not laying on the floor. Like I like to do my homework and like, you know, doing like my Barbie aerobics tape and being like, wow, you've got your life together. Like, this is it.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, I would watch like whatever, like Designing Women. They had like Murphy Brown on, and I would just watch like 3 episodes of something. It would be time for dinner. I'd take a shower, go to sleep, and I would be like, all right, that's it. Like, but you know, it's interesting to think about that. You know, the shows that like I remember once watching an episode of Sex and the City at a friend's house and thinking like, oh my gosh, I can't believe she's allowed to watch this. Like, and she has it recorded. Like, is it, like, there were so many shows that like my little white TV could get without a cable box. Like, it was no cable box. Like, the VCR didn't really work. It would only, like, it had a VHS in it for, like, a year. And then after we finally broke that out, it, like, was never the same.
I don't know. I remember my TV broke in my room, and then for, like, 3 years, Mom just kept saying, like, oh, it'll be your holiday present. It'll be your birthday present to, like, fix it. And then...
I know. Now people, like, just, I don't know.
I don't know. Now it's not even... I mean, you don't even really need a TV if you have a computer, but,
Well, it's nice to, I mean, you like the feeling of sitting with a laptop and the, but I like, I don't know. Streaming was just a thing, like, just starting when I was finishing college. Like, I like putting it on the TV. I like that we can watch it on the TV so you can sit and be comfortable. So, what do you think you're... What takes you back? Like, what do you see on TV or like would like to watch and think, okay, that's me in growing up in the Five Towns?
What's the question?
What do you think takes you back? What story? What show?
Like, what show do I watch and think, ooh, like,
or would want to, like, you that you wish that they were streaming?
You know, I'm not really too sure. As far as anything I'd want to watch, just like, you know, like I said, I don't really rewatch things too much. So, like, I can usually find something, or like there aren't too many things that I'll like actually go back and watch that I can't.
So, like, if you saw a movie on TV and you already saw it, you wouldn't watch it?
Maybe some, but like, I mean, I think a few weeks ago I watched the Austin Powers series because they came on Netflix.
Oh, that's funny.
So, I mean, I rewatched that and that was kind of fun. It wasn't something I would have like been like, I gotta find it or search for it.
Yeah.
But like, it came up and I'm like, oh yeah, this is fun. I haven't thought about this in a long time.
Especially since it came out when you were so little.
Yeah. You know what I remember a lot of, with relation to Austin Powers. I remember in camp, they always wanted us, like, they'd have us do, like, some Austin Powers theme.
Oh, yeah.
Like, skit. And it was weird because none of, like, Austin Powers wasn't really appropriate for us as, like, that age. So, but, like, we all knew, like, oh, yeah, baby. Like, why
Would kids... You knew it was funny because his costume was funny and the clothes were funny. But when you think about it, it was like, no, they're actually, it's just the 70s outfit. Like, it wasn't, like, appropriate at all. Like, what? Like,
I mean, yeah, it's funny, but it's not appropriate to be like, oh, you pretend to be Austin Powers. And it was like the skits were really more for like the counselors and the director than like the kids who were like, I don't get this reference.
We're not allowed to see this movie. Oh, okay.
It's like, it was literally, what was it? The Spy Who Shagged Me? Like,
yeah. And then Gold Member? That came out later.
Yeah, well, that came out later, but like, still.
I know, even still. That's like,
like, you know, I watched it, it was enjoyable, but if I had like a 10-year-old kid with me, I wouldn't be like, oh, you should watch this. You should imitate it.
Yeah. Oh, you want to beat this for Halloween?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, well, horror movies were never my genre, but anything like that, like, that were, like, for, that was, like, PG-13 and PG, it's, like, we weren't really allowed to watch. Like, even when Brent and I went to Florida, there was, like, a sex scene. Mom's like, oh, cover Samantha's eyes. And I'm like, okay, good one. But all right, well, we'll do our final wrap-ups. It's almost our time. So what do you think about, so let's say you weren't searching for something and something like Arthur or something came on and you were like, let me check it out. Would you watch it, or you just want to constantly like look for new stuff?
Well, you know, I mean, they are still making new Arthurs, but I don't know. I might watch some of it. I think it might be a little bit too, like, it might be, like, too childish. Like, on some level, like, I enjoyed it. I really liked Arthur. I had all the stuffed animals, and, like, I remember the books.
Yeah.
I don't think I would enjoy it the same level. Maybe I'd watch it just to be like, oh yeah, I remember these characters, but I don't know if I'd like binge watch it or anything.
No, yeah. Well, that makes sense. It's really hard to tap into those feelings. Like, sometimes you see something or you smell something and your senses like connect you to that time and place. Mm-hmm. But, you know, I don't think that I could watch the full, like a full Disney movie, a cartoon, or any of those shows. But sometimes if it comes on, I'm like, oh yeah, that's it.
Mm-hmm.
Or like shows with, or even stories, if I see like a picture book that I used to read, it would really make me think about, you know, all those reading logs, or just, you know, our bookshelves that we had above the bed, and picking out stories and packing them in our Minnie and Barney luggage, and like the different stuffed animals that we had to match them. Those were good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay, any final thoughts on this beautiful day?
Final thoughts. Well, when you brought up Barney luggage, I remember that I when we went on vacation, I would bring like so many toys.
Oh yeah.
We actually checked that bag, and like, I don't know why I wouldn't have my kid like loaded this little bag of a bunch of toys and be like, oh yeah, you'll get it when it comes off. Like, that's just ridiculous.
I know, that was sad. Remember we used to have to like take them out. My mom would say like, no, don't pack so many. And I would try to like sneak them in. I would take out all the clothes and the big
Toy Story character. I had Woody, Buzz. I had like from the McDonald's or Burger King, whatever.
Oh yeah, we would bring them to the movies with us.
Rex, Mr. Potato Head, like, and then I would line them up in the like hotel. Like, I definitely didn't need all.
Well, they would be, remember the fear was that they would be like lonely and then they wouldn't be there. Who was your go-to guy? You had bananas and pajamas. Who was the guy that you couldn't leave without? A certain bear?
A bear?
I don't know. I had Blanky for a while.
Until Blanky. I never really had, like...
You had different, like, flavors of the week. Like, yeah, you wouldn't, like, want any of them to be unpacked. Like, you would be crying. I would somehow try to, like, sneak into, like, the big luggage. I would take, like, clothes out, sneak it, like, under the socks. You know, just have all of them. Because otherwise they would be left behind. It was that feeling, you know, like, we thought they were, like, really real. Like, you know, sometimes you still look at a stuffed animal and you're like, oh, it's a real, like, no tags. It's all, like, a...
Yeah, I mean, I still have a few, like, stuffed animals that, like, I, like, care about, like...
Yeah.
Hello, did I disconnect again?
You did.
Oh. Oh, I was just saying, like, yeah, I still had some stuffed animals that, like, you know, like, I still have, and, like, I think about more than, like, every toy, but...
Yeah. I like to get a different stuffed animal on vacation, and, you know, different things mean a lot, you know? Like, who they came from, who... why I have them.
Yeah.
And, you know, those things, they, like, trickle down into your real life. You know, they're, like, the things that you have on the walls, the things that you have on your shelves, the things that you keep in your drawers. You know, when you move around, you decide, like, what to keep. And, I don't know, I like to think about, like, those things because it makes it, like, you're surrounded by who you are.
Mm-hmm.
All right, final thoughts. We could say a big goodbye. This is your first podcast, so what do you want to sign off as?
What are you?
I'm just myself.
You're just... You don't have a special podcast name?
Just myself. I'm just Sam.
Okay, then I'll just be Zach.
Okay. All right, well, this has been Sam and Zach on I Am a Grown-Up and Other Magical Truths, and this is us saying so long. Goodbye.
Bye-bye.